Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord once again on tonight. Yes, this is Saturday night, March the 24th, 2018. You are now in tune once again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I am so grateful that God has blessed us to be able to share this worldwide platform with you. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, I'm asking you to please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God. In the presence of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. As you all know, those that are constantly listening and tuning in, he is my guest every fourth Saturday night. He always brings a powerful word from the Lord. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as he delivers God's word on tonight. And I'm going to ask right now, before he even comes on, at the end of his message, he's going to be playing a musical selection. I do not have the title right now, but do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet after he concludes with the message. You need to stay tuned so that you can be blessed by the ministry and music that he's going to present to us. After he concludes with the message on today. So as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, here we are. We come in to give your name praise and glory and honor once again because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are who you are and you're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy on today. We know that we are not deserving of it. We don't deserve them. But we are grateful for each one, and we just thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, while we are praying for the sick and afflicted, we want to say a special prayer on behalf of those that that are dealing with and suffering with and mental illnesses of all kinds. We know that you are the chief physician. We know that you are the doctor that never have lost a patient. And we know that you are able to heal and deliver as only you can. So we ask that you would touch those that are dealing with mental issues all over the land, not just in America, but all over the world. We know that you're everywhere at the same time. So we know you know where they are, so you know how to reach them. So we ask that you would touch them, heal them in the name of Jesus, so they will come to know their God purpose. If they're not saved, they will become saved in Jesus' name. Then they will come to know their God purpose, and they will know that that you still work in miracles because you have healed them of their mental disease. And they will be able to share your testimony of your healing power is our prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We have to do with comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them remember and know that heaven still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we lift up our president and all world leaders all over the land. We ask that you would move by your spirit and send a word to them, Heavenly Father, that you would send a word that would prick their hearts for those, especially those that are not saved on tonight in Jesus' name. Even though they're world leaders, they need to be saved in Jesus' name. So we lift them up to you right now, especially our president, Donald Trump. We lift them all up to you right now and ask that you would touch their hearts. And if they're not saved, that you would send a word their way, that they too will be convicted. And they will surrender and open up their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus to come into their hearts and save them too, and so that they will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer for them as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, we pray that you would move by your spirit as you always do, and we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us on tonight and have free intimate, that you would be able to speak through the word of God, through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, and give him what you would have him to say to us, your people, on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all. And Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're worthy to be praised. And we just want to say a thank you, special thank you to your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, because of his great sacrifice for mankind, for me. We thank you that he came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that he is risen. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God, even today. So we just thank you for his blood that was shed on the cross for us, that we can be redeemed back to you, our Heavenly Father and Creator. In Jesus' name, we just bless your name on tonight. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. So we just thank you on tonight for who you are. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought, I kind of said a little bit in my prayer, but it is saying to us on tonight, he is risen. Who is the he we are talking about? Jesus Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son. Jesus Christ, he is risen. And because Jesus Christ is risen, the blood of Jesus still works even today. So aren't you glad to know that the blood of Jesus still works? And guess what? It will never, ever lose its power. And just as I said in my message on this past Thursday night regarding the word of God, just like the blood of Jesus Christ still works and it would never lose its power, in my message on Thursday night was talking about prayer, the power of prayer, and why is it necessary to pray. Yes, just like the blood of Jesus still works, if you pray right, the prayers of the righteous still works too, even today. So I pray that you would bless by that spiritual food for thought on today, knowing that Jesus Christ is risen. He is alive and well on tonight. Aren't you glad? I am. So right now we're going to get ready to bring forth Pastor Norman King to bring forth the word. Before he do, I have a few announcements that I'd like to share with the listening audience. But before I do that, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And for those of you that are listening that do email me, I do appreciate every email. I do appreciate every feedback and comment because we know that God is doing a great work through this worldwide platform, and the best is yet to come, and it's going to be marvelous, not only in my eyes, but you, the listeners, those that remain faithful and continue to stay connected. You're going to see that God is still working wonders, and he's going to do a mighty work through this worldwide platform, and I'm so proud and grateful to be a part of it and share it with the worldwide listeners and also for every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because I know it's not about me. God gave me this platform. Thank you, Jesus. And I am now sharing it with others to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, in the form of announcements, for those of you that are in the Michigan area, these are the following announcements. We are so happy to announce that we are in the midst of celebrating our pastor, my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, his 28th pastoral anniversary. And it's been taking place on the first Sunday of this month, and it will conclude this coming Sunday, which is tomorrow. There's two services, 10 a.m. and also 3 p.m. And during these services, we have other pastors and other congregations that are coming in to help us celebrate our man of God as we celebrate with him his 28th pastoral anniversary as the pastor of a Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And we are located at 1330 Crane at Agnes. That's our new location right off of East Jefferson. And while we're talking about Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, He is Risen, Sunday, April the 1st, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church Sunday School Ministry presents He is Risen, which will be taking place on Resurrection Sunday, that Sunday, April the 1st, that's next Sunday, and it begins at 9 a.m. For those of you that will be arriving early, seating starts at 8:50 a.m., and those that arrive early will receive a He is Risen keepsake. And my final announcement for tonight is the Fountain of Truth Church, their 218 women conference will be taking place this coming Thursday, April the 12th through the 15th. That's when it starts. And their theme is There is a Cure. And their host is co-pastor Brenda Jones. And their women's conference is titled, the EOW is Extraordinary Women. The registration fee is $79. For more information, you can call 313 area code 839-5200, or you can go to the website, which is www.eow.conference.net. Well, those are my announcements for tonight, and I do pray that, again, that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, and I'm sure that for the new listeners, you may be wondering, asking, why is he asking us to get our Bibles and pens and paper ready? I want you to be able to see it for yourself. I don't want you to take it lightly or think that any of my guests that come forth delivering God's word, I don't want you to take it lightly or think that we're making up things. I want you to be able to see it for yourself, what God is saying to his people on today through his word. And while we're speaking about the word, if you have your Bibles, I've been reading this God decree to the listeners, and they love it. I love it too. And I read it to get it in my spirit. And I'm going to share it with the listeners again on tonight. And this is coming from the Message Bible. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read different. This is coming from the Message Bible. This is God's promise to his people, a God decree, in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. And following this, I'm going to do my music break, and then we're going to come right into the word going to be presented to us again on tonight by Pastor Norman King. But this God decree says to us tonight, and this is a promise from God, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So if you are being a faithful doer of God's word without hidden motives or agenda, whoever you are, all over the land, if you can hear my voice, stand your ground, stay on the wall, do not throw in the towel, do not give up, do not give in, because God is faithful. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his children, his saints today, the faithful doers of his word. So those are words of encouragement from me to you, another servant of the Most High God on tonight. So we're going to get ready to go into our music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to all enjoy the word of God together on tonight. That's going to be coming from Pastor Norman King. So we get ready to go to this music break. Enjoy. Uh-oh. Bear with me. Thank you.
I'm pressing on. See upward away. New heights I'm gaining. Every day. Still praying. I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high. Yeah. I want to scale the utmost. And catch a gleam of glory.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, that's why I played that song, because sometimes even as a Christian, even today, especially today, in the times that we're living in, we can be doing the work of the Lord, but sometimes we can get discouraged, and we can sometimes feel like throwing in the towel. But what does the song just say? Higher ground. My prayer, my goal, my aim is for higher ground. So we want to be able to hear God say unto us, because we did not throw in the towel, we kept the faith, and we kept running our Christian race. And we fulfilled our God purpose in the earth. So we're aiming for higher ground, so that when we stand before God in the day of judgment, we'll be able to hear him say unto us, well done, thy faithful, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. So that's why we must remember our prayer, our aim and goal should always be higher ground to the glory of God. Well, on tonight, I pray that you were blessed by that musical selection that was performed by legendary gospel artist, Miss Tessie Hill. Higher ground. Well, we're getting ready for the word on tonight. And so right now I'm so happy and excited to bring forth my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, once again. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. And once again, listeners, once he concludes with the message, do not hang up. You want to be blessed by the ministry and music that he's going to present to us that we can listen to and share and be blessed by together after he delivered the word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Well, praise the Lord. I am so humbly grateful for the opportunity to come before God's people and to share what the Holy Spirit has given me to share. Whereas I was talking to Brother James earlier, and I remember the Holy Spirit put this in my spirit a couple of days ago, and I personally thought that it was only for the bee for the congregation, but the Holy Spirit, even though, no, this got to come forth on Saturday night as well. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the Word. Amen. And our scripture tonight is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3. And that's 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. It reads, Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the spiritual abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus. No one, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I love you and I adore you. And I just thank you for the opportunity in which you have given me this platform to share your word for such a time as this. Your word is always needed. And I thank you for just giving me the ability to be able to come forth tonight, and not in my power, not in my might, but in your power and in your strength and in your might. And I want to say thank you again. And I pray, Father God, for the listeners out there, whoever they may be, Father God, I pray that they will just empty themselves from everything, that they won't allow anything to stop them from receiving what it is, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit that will have, that will speak through me to them, Father. And we know, Father God, a lot of people are going through bereavement and they're going through so many different things in life, Father God. But I pray, first of all, the word meets your people, and that your people can better position themselves to go out and share your word wherever they may go, Father God. And I want to say thank you, and I pray the strength of Brother James for to continue, Father God, to lift you up, Father God, and stay humble, that you will continue to use him in this worldwide platform in which you have called us on him to do. And we ask for all these prayers right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Now, my sermon topic tonight is stop misusing and abusing God's gift. Now, you know, I'm going to say it again, stop misusing and abusing God's gift. I pick and choose what I think God people need to hear. I go before the Lord in prayer, and what he gives me, I must obey. I remember Paul said in one scripture, he said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. And I take that very seriously. Woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel, if I don't teach the gospel, if I don't do the things that I've been ordained and called to do. So this is a message tonight that's not going to go in a whole lot of details, because this is a long, this is a message that needs to be taught more than just one time or preached it more than one time, because obviously Paul saw it to be very serious, because he covered spiritual gifts in three chapters, chapter 12, 13, and 14. So we're going to deal with just three verses tonight in particular, you know, 1 Corinthians 12, those verses 1, 2, and 3. And I love how he opens up, you know, in that first verse, and he says that, and let me read it again. He said, now, brothers and sisters, now he's talking to the household of faith, y'all. Now, brothers and sisters, now, regarding your question about the spiritual abilities the Spirit gives you. Now, see, there's a lot of questions. There is a lot of misunderstanding. There's a lot of misusing. There is a lot part of abusement of God's gift by God's people. The same way it was back in Paul's day, it's still, and y'all know I'm telling the truth, amen. The same thing is happening today. There's a lot of misusing, there's a lot of abusing of God's gifts, and God ain't pleased with it. And a lot of people who really have a desire to do right is being misled. So this word tonight is coming forth to the body of Christ that we may not take it lightly and that we may have some understanding. And Paul goes on, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it goes on and says, I don't want you to misunderstand this. And then he went on to say, now, you know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So what he's saying is that you have come to a point that you have arrived and you are there. Let's don't forget where you come from now. Now God has gifted you with a gift or two or however many he gifts you, and now you're the guy all big-headed. You're going around acting super spiritual. Amen. And so that's why I know this is a timely message for God's people that we may have some a humbling, amen. And I want you to be humble tonight. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide and meet you wherever you're at. This is not a message to be judgmental. This is a word from the Lord is to edify. In other words, it's to build you up. It's to reprove you. It's to exhort you. Come on, somebody. And then what I'm trying to say is that we got to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. Amen. And sometimes we don't cross our T's. Sometimes we don't dot our I's. So I'm not here, like as I said, you know, I pray to God that as you continue to join in with us on these four Saturdays, that you learn something about my character. And you see that I'm a humble man before God, and I'm not here to be judgmental, but at the same time, I know that woe is unto me if I don't come forth and say what the Holy Spirit is leading me to say. So I hope this be a learning to some, a eye and mind opening for others, and I pray that it may lead and guide you and stir you. And amen, if you are a person that may be on a conviction from this message, then it's not between me and you, between you and God. So just go ahead and make peace, have, get peace with God, and get back on in line so we can be able to use what God has ordained so we can be, help edify the body of Christ. Amen. Now, as I continue in this message, I want to give a little intro, amen, to put our mind to where Paul was intended when he began to go come with this message. Now, the Corinthian church was about to be torn apart because of the controversy over spiritual gifts. Now, when I read that, I said, well, Lord, I thank you, because we have the same issue today, that sometimes when it comes to even in particular people speaking in tongues, there is a lot of super spiritual people out there who is not utilizing the gift that God has given them according to the divine instructions. That's why I know this message is so important. Now, before I continue on, I want to define a couple words here. The word misusing, what it means is using something in the wrong way or the wrong purpose. Using something in the wrong way or the wrong purpose. The word abusing is use something to bad effect or for a bad purpose. And so we don't want to use what God has given us in an abusive way. We don't want to use something God given us in a wrong way. We want to make sure that we are right. Amen. And if it's something that we thought we was right, and then that we hear from the word of God coming forth tonight that may bring us under conviction, then just pray to God to help you in that area. Amen. We all have issues of life that we're dealing with. Amen. Even though we may quote scriptures, and one in particular, one of my favorites is, greater is he who is in me than he is of the world. But still, sometimes, amen, in the curves of life, we fall short. So, like, again, this word tonight is to edify. Three things in particular that we're supposed to do to brothers, you know, to brothers and sisters, amen, toward each other. And Paul's explaining it in this way. He said, edify, exhort, and comfort. Edify means to build each other up. Amen. Exhort means to strengthen us. And comfort basically means to comfort us, comfort one another. Amen. So back again, the Corinthian church was about to be torn apart because of controversies over spiritual gifts. And unfortunately, churches down through the centuries have allowed themselves to become involved in the same controversy. I know you know I'm telling the truth. Amen. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We got some issues going on inside the body of Christ where people think because they are gifted, amen, and they may have one gift, they out here in competition. You can see it sometimes when you go to church and people, you know, I don't want to get all that, amen, but let the word, let the Holy Spirit deal with you wherever you're at, amen. It is unfortunate because God's power or his special endowment and gifts must rest upon believers, amen, if they are going to reach the suffering masses of the world for Christ, amen. I'm going to say again, it's unfortunate that we are carrying on in our own way and calling it God's way. I'm going to say again, it's unfortunate that we are abusing and that we are misusing the gift that God has given us. So take this word tonight, amen, and allow it to shape you, allow it to mold you, allow it to reprove you, allow it to rebuke you. They may find you where you at, but you can take it, amen, and allow yourself to be humbled through this message, amen. That way you can get yourself in right standing with the Lord so you can move on and be like Jesus was when he was 12 years old when his parents got to missing him. And they said it took them 3 days to find him. And when they found him, he had to remind them that I must be about my Father's business. So I hope and pray that through this message tonight, that you can say the same thing. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your rebuke. Thank you for reproving me. Thank you, Father God, for giving me some insight. Thank you, Father God, for shaking me and because I kind of got off track for a little bit. I can understand and have more understanding of my of the gift that you have given me so I can use it for your glory. Amen. And as we continue on with this message, I praise God. I'm so humbly grateful for God and what he's doing in my life. Amen. And I know I can't do nothing without him. I cannot do anything without him. Amen. And as this church, this Corinthians church, they were facing several problems. Amen. And one of the most serious problems was the issue of spiritual gifts. Amen. No gift, no ability, no endowment from God should ever be abused or cause a controversy. I'm going to say it again. No gift, no ability, no endowment from God should ever be abused or cause a controversy. But the gifts of God's Spirit in this particular area in the Bible, as Paul was addressing, was being so abused by the Corinthians believer that the church was about to be torn apart. And we ought to take this as an example, because even though this was addressed by Paul to the Corinthian church, the same thing is happening today. We got some super spiritual folks that's out there. I like to use the term, if any of y'all know what I'm talking about, I like to use the term, they walk around like batting roosters with the head rad back and the chest all poked out. Come on, somebody, huh? And think they are God's gift above any and everybody. I come across one on the day, and I had to stand on God's word. Y'all hear me? We got to stand on God's word. Amen? Whenever I deal with somebody or they deal with me, I want to make sure that I'm speaking what thus said the Lord. We live in a time that people is quoting their own word, and they call it God's word. That's why it's so important to know God's word for yourself. But know how critical this issue was. I said a few minutes ago, Paul devotes 3 whole chapters to the question of spiritual gifts. That's how serious it is, people. I'm not going to be before you alone, and I'm not going to go into all the details about spiritual gifts. all I want to do is break some ice tonight in somebody's spirit. Amen. And let the Holy Spirit through me deal with you in a way necessary to put yourself in right stands with God. You may have started off right. Amen. Something may have happened. But that's why God has sent me through his life to speak about this issue that Paul had with the Corinthian church, with the body of Christ right now, that we may have some clarity on the issue that's at hand. Amen. The Old Testament had foretold that Christ would send, that God would send his spirit to earth and gift his people in a special way. Here's what it says according to God's word. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants of and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. We find this in Joel 2:28-29, Acts 2:17-18. Now, let me pause for a minute. Why is it important to talk about this? It's because you can know the scripture and still be out of line. I'm going to say you can know the scripture and quote it verbatim, memorize it. But God is still saying, don't think yourself to be more high than you are. Come on. So what God is saying, just because I gifted you, it's not mean that you're supposed to abuse the gift that I gave you. This is supposed to help build up the body of Christ. Amen? So anyway, as I continue on with this word, I'm going to go over a couple other things here. Paul did not want the people to be ignorant about the issue. When it came to the matter of spiritual gifts, the apostle did not want them to be ignorant or doubtful about this matter. He did not want them to have any doubts about their spiritual gifts from the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Paul was stressing this so seriously that he did not want them to have any doubts about their spiritual gifts. You and I should not have any doubt of the gift that God has given us. If, in fact, if it's a gift that God gave us, we should know for sure. And if this word meets you tonight in a way that you're not sure, you pray and ask God by way of the Holy Spirit to help you in this area, because this is for you to know. It's like Paul said, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. I would not have you to be misunderstanding of what your gift is or how we're supposed to walk in our gift. Amen? He wanted them to understand their gifts and use their gifts to what? To glorify God. What are spiritual gifts? What is he talking about here? Spiritual gifts are not, this is good, y'all. I have to learn this myself. So hear me now. Spiritual gifts are not to be confused with your natural talents or abilities. Even though God helps us to have different skills, all people, including unsaved people, have abilities and talents. Whether they are a plumber, a musician, an athlete, or someone who does not believe in God at all. But we got to have some understanding. Remember King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get what? Get understanding. Amen? Spiritual gifts. Here we go, y'all. Walk with me for a little bit. Spiritual gifts are given to a person after he puts his faith in Jesus Christ for his salvation. I'm going to say it again, just to reiterate. Spiritual gifts are given to a person after he puts his faith in Jesus Christ for his salvation. Unsaved people, now, there's some good teaching now. Not because it's me, it's because the Holy Spirit leading this thing and it's breaking down. Unsaved people do not have a spiritual gift because they are spiritually dead. That's the word of God, y'all. I'm going to say it again. Unsaved people do not have a spiritual gift because they are spiritually dead. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in them because their spiritual father is Satan. And we find that in John 8:44. This is what Jesus told us. So reference that. Write it down. As my cousin James told you, write it down and look it up for yourself. I'm going to say it again because I see a lot of people who don't have the understanding of what I just read. And the unbeliever is believing what they think. And a lot of times it's because the believer is misinforming them on something that's not backed up or supported by Scripture. Unsaved people do not have a spiritual gift because they are spiritually dead. Amen. Look up John 8:44 for yourself. Amen. I hope you're taking notes. Amen. So, what is a spiritual gift? Spiritual gifts refer to special abilities that are from the Holy Spirit and are given to every single Christian to be used to serve and meet the needs of others. I'm going to say it again. Amen. Because we got some selfish people, y'all. I hear that God then gifts to some people, and they start off okay. And then they become selfish because they are now super spiritual. That's why we go, I think, over in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. That's where we get that verse, all things must be done in decent and order, because they got out of order. They were going around, you know, bouncing off their gifts and being flamboyant with it, being super spiritual, amen, because they missed the memo. It wasn't for them to be self-righteous with the gift, amen. They're supposed to help other Christians, amen. These abilities are given to Christians to enable and empower them to do God's work and fulfill the will of God for their lives. They help to edify, I said a while ago, or strengthen the church body and to evangelize those without Christ. You see, if we operate, walk, amen, in obedience, utilizing the gift that God has given us, then we're going to build each other up, amen. We're going to strengthen the body, amen. That's us, the Christian, the believer. We are the body of Christ, amen. And we will strengthen each other up that we are able to do what? To evangelize those who are what? Is without Christ. They are not, talking about the gifts, y'all, they are not for the purpose of edifying yourself. Amen? They are not for the purpose of edifying yourself, but are to be used to do what? Save others. I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God because it's very important, saints, that we get this word tonight. Amen? It is very important that we get this word because there are a lot of people who are abusing the gift of God. They're not, well, not the gift of God is Jesus. I'm talking about abusing their spiritual gifts. Amen? Is that all right, church? Amen. We continue on. I'm going to reemphasize something here. The Corinthian church was facing several problems that was about to rip their church apart. Now, I don't know where you're at. It's not important to me where you're at. But wherever you are, do a self-evaluation of your ministry and ask yourself a question. Are we in our ministry executing the gifts that God has given us according to God's word? And if not, be in prayer. Pray about it. That you may have some understanding of why it was important for Paul to talk to them back then and why the same conversation should be taking place today. Amen? No gift, no ability, no endowment from God should ever be abused Amen. Or cause controversy. I said it a while ago. I'm just free emphasizing, y'all. No gift. There should never be a controversy between God's gifts being utilized. Amen. Never. It never should be abused. Amen. But the gifts of God, Spirit, were being so abused by the Corinthian believers that the church was about, I'm going to say it again, be torn apart. We got churches today, north, south, west, east, that's being torn apart because you got these super spiritual folks that's being selfish in exercising the gift that don't even belong to them. It belongs to God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's why it's so important, y'all. It's very important. Amen. Before Christ, when God called a person, you and me, for a particular work, amen, God always provides the gifts and abilities needed to do the work. Amen. Always, even in creation, all he had put together, then he created man, put man in the midst of it, God Almighty. God has always equipped his people to do the work of ministry. Amen. However, since Christ and the day of Pentecost, there is one great remarkable difference. Here we go, y'all. And this is we got to grab this right here because there are some people still living like it was before the day of Pentecost. Amen. Every believer is called. Every believer is called and gifted by God to minister. Amen. This is what Pentecost was all about. God expects every believer to be a witness and a witness. Amen. I'm going to say again, God expects every believer to be a witness to the salvation of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
To be a witness in one of the primary reasons God gives the Holy Spirit to every believer. Yes. And it is certainly the reason he provides spiritual gifts. Reiteration again. The gifts and abilities are given to be used. Used in sharing Christ and in ministering to the desperate needs of the poor and suffering masses of this lost and dying world. Amen? And Paul discusses the Holy Spirit and his special gifts for the ministry in great detail. And it's not for me to go in detail tonight because I feel at this point I have delivered what the Spirit of God had expected me to deliver. And I hope that there's something, well, I ain't going to say it like that because I know it has, because God's word is true. God's word is powerful. God's word stands all by itself. So if you don't get this tonight, it's not because of me, it's because of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I reemphasize, if you're that person that's abusing God's gift, that's misusing God's gift, this word is for you. So you stop right now in the name of Jesus and just say, Lord, help me. I'm asking you this day, I'm repenting, Father, that I may take a 180-degree turn and move forward this day, that I won't continue to do the things that I have been doing because I understand that thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank God. I thank God, and I thank God. Brother James, this is the message that the Lord has given me, and I'm not going to continue on talking about it. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play a song. Amen. And the song that I'm going to play, bear with me here. I'm just trying to get together here in Jesus' name. Amen. I got a song here. Let me bring it up. Praise God. But I really believe with all my heart that God is positioning his people to go ahead and just get yourself back in line. You know, the word of God stands true all by itself. And if you are a person that's been misusing it, that's been abusing it, then get it right today. If there's someone who you know, you might not be the person that's doing it, but you may know somebody who is. Have holy boldness. Don't bust them out in front of nobody, but have holy boldness and get them off to the side. Amen? Get them off to the side. Amen? And let them know that we got to get right. We can't continue on the same path we own, misusing God's gifts. So we got to get it right. So I'm trying to find this song, Brother James. I think my laptop has died on me, though. I don't know if I'll be able to play it or not, but let me see if I can bring it back up, because I think it just died on me. But I know we got a little bit more time here, so I just want to say a prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to say humbly before you right now that I thank you. I thank you for your abiding presence. I thank you, Father God, for using me the way you have. Keep me humble before you, first of all, that I may be in position to share your word with your people. It's not about me. It's all about you. And I thank you for all this week, this journey that I've been on this week, Father God, as you have been protecting me and watching over me and giving me these measures all week long, Father God. And you position me. I love how you have me on the edge, Father God. And I think I do my best ministry work when I'm on the edge, Father God, and I thank you for that, because it shows me through that walk, Father God, that I'm not dependent on myself, but I must trust in you and depend on you. And I want to say thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Brother James?
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know what? I have a feeling that there's a lot of meat on that bone still left that needs to be eaten off of that bone that you just delivered through that word on tonight. And so what we need to do, Pastor Norman King, I'm going to allow you to pray and ask God to give you the rest of that message, because I feel there's a part two and maybe even a part three to this message. And you need to conclude this message, because it's so deep and it's so true and it's so serious that Christians today are misusing and abusing the gift that God has given to us. And we need to get it right with God. For those of that you know that you have been misusing your gift or your talent, and you think that you are getting away with it, and you think that nobody sees it, but remember this, God, his eye is in every place. He knows, he sees, he's not like man. So if you are misusing your gift that God has blessed you with, that you can be a blessing to the body of Christ, but you have selfish motives and agendas, God wants you to get back in line, get back on track with him, get in good standing with him. And just like Pastor Norman King just said, it is so easy and so simple. Or if you admit it, that you were wrong. Okay, Lord, you opened my eyes through the word on tonight, through Pastor Norman King. I was wrong, even though I'm a pastor, I'm a bishop. I was wrong. I need you to help me, show me which way to go. And he will forgive you. And so that way you can be able to walk in your purpose, and you will be able to fulfill your gift that God has blessed you with for the right purpose and the right reason, that God will be glorified through them. That's what it's all about. So we need to continue to go into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls, especially in this day and age, and in such a time as that we're living in now, you can truly see that the handwriting is on the wall. The word of God has been fulfilled. How is that being fulfilled, Brother Brown? Yes, you can see even from the White House through the world leaders everywhere all around the world, not all of them, some of them. We know who they are. God knows who they are most of all. And we have ministries, pastors, bishops. We have ministries. We have congregations. We have families that are misusing God's gift that he blessed us with to do the work that he's called us to do. And that goes back to what Pastor Norman King was saying. When we're talking about Jesus Christ, when he was lost from his parents for those few days, and they got to him, and he was in the temple talking. He was ministering to the people in the temple, and he was ministering to them. And he told his parents. He told his parents that he must be about his Father's business, his Heavenly Father's business. So that's what we need to be doing, Christians. We need to get back in line, and we need to remember that our calling is, praise the Lord. Pastor Norman King, are you trying to play your song? Is it coming through?
Yes, I'm trying to get it right now. Let's see.
Well, Well, while he's getting that song together, I'm going to continue to say this. Yes, as the body of Christ, just like he said in the word on tonight, we... Praise the Lord, bear with us. We know there's nobody but the enemy.
Amen.
Everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in the
Okay, Brother Chang, you go ahead, because I know we only got about a couple more minutes.
All right, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You deserve it, yes. Praise the Lord, that's his closing song. You deserve it. Who is the he or the you that we're talking about? Jesus, God deserves our praise. He's worthy of our praise. Because Jesus gave up his life, he came down from glory, sacrificing his own life, which he did not have to do. So that's why he deserved. He deserves our praise. He deserves that we use the gifts and the talents that God has ordained and anointed us with to be a blessing to the body of Christ. We need to get back in line with the word of God. And God needs us, those that are being doers of his word, to continue to be faithful doers, continue to be faithful doers of his word. Even though sometimes you can get off track, and I have done it myself, I'm not excluded. I'm included too. Sometimes I've gotten off track and I had to go to God in prayer. I said, Lord, forgive me. I was wrong. I've got out of line, but I need you to get me back in line. So he will mold you. He will make you, and he will put you back on the potter's wheel. And that's what he has to do with some of us sometimes, put us back on the potter's wheel. Why? Because he loves us. And if he loves you, he's going to chasten those who love you and put you back in line so that you can follow along and fulfill your God purpose. While you are using the gifts that God has blessed and ordained you to have in this earth, in this life, that you can fulfill to the glory of God and for his kingdom on earth. So that's what it's all about, glorifying God through the gifts that he blessed us with. And not only that, but being a doer of his word by going into the hedges and highways and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, letting them know that he is risen. He has risen from the dead, just like he said he would. And he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ is risen on today? I am so grateful that he is alive and doing well. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I pray that someone has been blessed by this word. But I'm very serious. I'm serious, Pastor Norman King. You need to pray. I'm asking you to pray about this situation regarding this message on tonight, because there's a lot more to this that need to be shared with the listeners. And I know
Amen.
You're going to follow through and pray and ask the Lord to lead you in the right way. And he's always going to lead us in the right way because he wants us to be getting the word and get it right from the word so we can fulfill
Thank
our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So you do that, and then we're going to just move forward in the Lord as he gives you what he wants you to say to his people. So we just thank you for being faithful to share this powerful word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. We're going to close out tonight's program in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, again, I thank God for each one of you, the listeners. Continue to listen in and continue to share the news about this worldwide ministry and platform that others can tune in and be blessed by the word. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come again to say thank you for your word on tonight that was delivered by your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to encourage his heart, Lord. Continue to strengthen his faith that he would stand on holy ground and continue to deliver your word with power. Heavenly Father, with holy boldness, that as you lead him, God, and guide him, and as you speak to him through your Holy Spirit, that he would say exactly what you would have him to say to your people. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for him on tonight and every doer of your word all over the land. We just bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight that someone has been blessed by this word, especially those that are not saved on tonight. If they are not saved, we pray that something has been said on tonight that will convict their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray on tonight that you will be moving by your spirit on tomorrow, and each door that's going to be opening in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow. We pray all over the land, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your spirit through each vessel that's going to bring your word to the bringing in of many souls on tomorrow, to the bringing back of those that are backslidden and have fallen away from you, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified even more through your word on tomorrow is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We just bless your name on tonight. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise because you're worthy to be praised. And all the people of God said that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, that's the word for tonight. Pastor Norman King, continue to stay on the wall. Continue to do what God has called and ordained for you to do is my prayer for you.
Amen.
Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, know that God loves you. I do too. Good night.
So you clear.